Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Your cattle, your legacy, your biomass. Biomass is designed to feed the GI tract of your livestock. Stable gut health is critical for raising profitable cattle. It's even more important during calving season when newborn calves experience many stresses. Biomass maximizes herd performance and profitability, along with giving your new calves a leg up in life. Call me, Reese Williams, the Oklahoma All-Tech Rep, at 575-218-1061 to find out how you can get your biomass. And remember, it's your cattle, your legacy, your biomass.
Your DuPont Pioneer team doesn't take with you from the word go lightly. Whether you're up against tough conditions or overwhelmed with spraying plans, or you need a pot of coffee because you're up at 4 a.m., we're there. And when it comes to selecting high-performing Pioneer brand sorghum products that work best in all your fields, we're there too. So talk to your local Pioneer sales professional to get the most yield potential out of your sorghum acres. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
Feeder cattle futures started lower but finished higher. April, $1.40 higher at $133.95, as today was their first day of being the front month, as March expired yesterday. But on back, May up less, up $1.27, August up 90, Sep's up 75. Live cattle steady here. April down 5, $119.95, June's unchanged. Box beef at midday was lower, $2.13 lower on choice at $213.08. Select 65 lower at $207.40. Choice Select spreads 568 on 76 loads. That's tightening up some. Yesterday's feeder cattle index was unchanged at 132.85. Today's cattle index, feeder cattle index, will be the March settlement price. Of course, that'll settle on Monday. That's where it was as of yesterday, 132.85. Hog futures today were mostly lower May and on out, 32.40 lower. Front month April were up 5, so slightly higher there. The big report today, or the big focus today in these ag markets, was the prospective plantings report and the quarterly stocks report. That came out mid-morning, and that seemed to be the key driver. But outside markets, such as the Dow Jones, just slightly lower. Bonds up 9 today at 150.26. Crude oil 39 cents higher at $52 a barrel out in December.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Total principal crops in the United States here were some big changes this year, down to 316.9 million acres total, down 2.3 million from last year. The biggest increase came from soybeans. It was about 6 million acres more than last year. Corn was the biggest drop, down 4 million acres. So big shift from two beans away from corn. Of course, cotton acres were second biggest, up 2.159 million acres. Wheat were the second biggest drop, down 3.39. If you look at the individual crops here, the planted acres for corn was just below 90 million acres. The average guess was about 91 million, so about a million less than expected. Soybeans had a big jump at 89.48 million acres total. 88.21 was the expectation, so 1.2 million larger than the expectation. That's a pretty big unexpected jump. All wheat acres were right in line with estimates at 46 million. And then cotton was 12.233 million acres. The average guess was 11.4. Of course, last year it was 10.07. So cotton and beans really had a large, unexpected increase. It was expected, but not really this big. And then on the ending stocks, or quarterly stocks rather, wheat was 1.655 billion bushels, a little bit bigger than expected. Corn, 8.616, a little bit bigger. And beans, 1.735, also bigger. So bigger across the board on quarterly stocks.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.